Every summer for the past 9 years, startup companies from Massachusetts and around the world have converged on Boston to compete in Mass Challenge. The four-month program offers cash prizes to promising new ventures in technology, the life sciences, and other industries. It also provides business advice along the way. And this year, for the first time, a majority of the teams include women. WBUR's Callum Borchers reports.
Entrepreneurs from 128 startups are vying for more than $1 million in total prize money at Mass Challenge. But Katya Powell says she's getting something more valuable. She's the founder of Black Girls Nutrition, which creates personalized weight loss plans for women of color.
It is a competition, we get it, but the money that you would win, which I do want to win, is a short runway. It's about building relationships for the short and long term.
In previous years, most of the startup teams building those relationships and taking a shot at the pot of money were all male, but not this year.
51% of our startups have at least one female co-founder, so we've never broken that mark before. So we were really, really proud of that.
Kiki Mills Johnston is the managing director of Mass Challenge Boston. It would have been easy enough for her and the program's organizers to impose a gender quota on this year's cohort, but they didn't. Instead, they made a point to involve more women in the judging process. From there, Johnston said, an increase in female founders happened naturally.
The thing that we can do is to identify and ensure that our judging panels are as diverse as possible, have as much expertise as possible, and, you know, have very different types of people on these panels. And so to get into Mass Challenge, it's still based on merit. It's not as if we say, okay, we're trying to get, you know, X percent in. It is a hard program to get into.
Pat Hubble was among those who made the cut, along with her co-founder, Pete Sukits. Their startup is called Candorful, and they help military veterans hone interview skills when applying for civilian jobs. Sukits is a veteran, Hubble is not, but she says she can empathize with the challenge of a career transition.
You know, I was a re-entering mom once, and I have a Sloan degree, I have an undergrad engineering degree, and I still struggled with the transition back.
Now, Hubble is among the growing number of women transitioning into the role of Mass Challenge finalist. She and all the finalists will show off their products tonight when Mass Challenge hosts a showcase event at its Seaport headquarters. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.